Good morning. It is a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok, Paul Manafort, Michael Cohen, Alan, and Trump's reaction on the table this morning.
Exactly. You know, David, the big lie is in effect. We are watching him do what he always does. Let's see. You take reality and you make it into something else. Okay, so here he is accused of two felonies by a convicted felon who says that they were in it together to influence the campaign. It is, of course, a crime. Now we see the jurors coming out, and at least one juror appearing on television and saying something that I've been saying, right, David, all along. It only takes one. So one says, absolutely not on 10 of the 18 counts against Manafort. Why? Because she just didn't like it. So that's it. She sits there, or he sits there, I don't really know, and says no. And then we have one who goes back and forth. So that you have basically 10 jurors, 11 jurors at any given time for this conviction. And it is a very important conviction. Because now, obviously, there is the ability of the government to insist that Manafort come clean about everything that he knows. The problem, of course, is that as soon as they make a deal, it taints what the jury is thinking. And that's what they thought of Gates, who, of course, was the deputy and who made his deal. And they said, well, we're going to just put everything that Gates said aside. You know, it's so interesting, David, because it's exactly what we've all been saying as we sat there on the panel in the morning, that that was what was going to happen, that Gates' testimony was going to be so tainted that it was going to be almost useless before the jury. And that's why the prosecution didn't even want to bring Gates onto the scene. So you have a pretty good idea about the way juries work. We now are having a great insight into what happened here. But on the other hand, the government won a great prosecutorial victory, and Trump is now really up against the wall. So what is he doing? He's saying that Manafort is a great man and he refuses to crack. And what he could be saying is, you know, hold on there, Manafort. I'll be coming with a pardon. At least that's what it looks like to me.
Possible impeachment from the Washington Post. Republicans are bracing for it. President Trump's lawyer is warning about it. But Democrats running in the most crucial midterm races have so far refused to threaten impeachment for the president. Meanwhile, the New York Times editorializes Congress, do your job. After President Trump's terrible Tuesday, Republican lawmakers need to stop pretending that there are any red lines he won't cross.
David, I've been watching CNN pretty much through the night here. Makes you tired, but on the other hand, you see these troglodytes walking along, Mitch McConnell and all the other guys. Either they're shutting up or they're saying, hey, why is the president responsible for something one of the people he picked was doing? Hey, look, the president has picked all of these people. And each of them are coming before the bar of justice now. It says something not only about the president's administration, who he's picking, but now you have convicted felons saying that the president is a felon. So this is something that does, of course, lead to impeachment. And in the case of Bill Clinton, it was a stain on a dress and the fact that he lied about it. Now you have far worse happening here. Senators walking around and getting caught by reporters in the hall and saying, I don't know, I need more proof, I need more this and that. But in the end, the Democrats are saying, hey, vote for us in these midterm elections, because unless the House flips, you'll never have justice here.
The media's role in all this, specifically the tabloid media, Alan. David Pecker and his company, the publisher of the National Enquirer, were more deeply and deliberately involved, says the Washington Post, in the effort to help the Trump campaign than was previously known. This comes from documents released as part of Trump lawyer Michael Cohen's guilty plea.
Well, we pretty well knew what Mr. Pecker's role was in all of this, and that he was doing this deal where they would buy at least one of the accuser's testimony and then losing it, basically, and it would not hit the light of day. It has become something that is now being identified with Mr. Pecker as a regular way that some of the really bad press does business. You know, if you own a newspaper, if you own a media, you can sway public opinion. Take a look at Fox and what they're doing. The president runs there to do an interview, and you can see that they give him the best deal that they possibly can.
Alan, the Education Department, Betsy DeVos, said to be weighing letting school districts use federal funds to buy guns.
Well, the congressman pretty clear on this. Don't do it. And nevertheless, she is looking for a way out. She may well find it. This is something that some of the people who've been so frustrated by the school shootings, you know, there's a very big divide in America on this. The education groups and others are dead set against this. All you're going to need is one teacher doing something really abysmal, and you'll see why this is not a good idea. Or, you know, the old Archie Bunker thing where the thief grabs the gun and does even worse things with it. It is not a good message to be sending to our kids. And yet there will be people in America who think it's a very good idea. And Trump knows it, and that's why they're going to concentrate on doing this. Once again, it's one of those distractions that will bring the base to them.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Thanks, Alan.
Thank you, David.